So just two ha'aris. And then Metz Hashem will be mamshuch tomorrow as it relates to the story of Yosef HaTzadik and Eshes Potiphar. So the Gemara began by saying, Yosef shekidei shem shamayim b'seiser hoisifu loy ois achas mishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef HaTzadik, that was mekadesh shem shamayim b'seiser, he was zoicha that there was a letter that was added to his name, not just any letter, but one of the ois Yosef shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the letter Hey, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the letter that was added to Yosef HaTzadik's name, and that's why you find in Tehillim, Eitos Beye Yosef. It's referring to Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik here has an extra Yosef. And why did he get this? Because he was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Seiser. And where do you find that Yosef HaTzadik was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Seiser? It's the story of Eshes Potiphar. Poshet, the way you learn this Gemara is that Yosef HaTzadik did an unbelievable thing. And because of that, he got a matana. What was the matana? They added one letter to his name. And adding a letter to your name, especially one of the oisiyas of Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a matana. Yesterday we spoke about Yeshua Ben Nun, how Yeshua Ben Nun lost the letter Hey and the Gemara in Erechin, the Aflamid Beis, Samad Beis, and the Lulei the Mistafin of the Chsam Sofer, that he lost the letter Yud in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel Amir Aleph. So there's a concept of losing a letter and gaining a letter, and that's Poshup Shat, the way you would learn this Gemara. But if you look in the Marshan, this Gemara, Toich Dvarov, there's a Diktuk Nifla, I think, in what the Marsha is saying. The Marsha says as follows, Upirish hakasuv kach, Eidus bi Yehoisei, v'goymer, Shem shel ka. Yosef HaTzadik got the letter Hey. It's not the pshat that he got an extra letter. Wow, we just added a letter to your name. Amazing. That's not the punchline. The punchline is that Yosef's name went from being Yosef to Yehoisef, which means that Yosef HaTzadik now has the name Yud and then letter Hey inside, which is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the significance of the Shem Ka? Shehu Eidus Li Yisrael Begeder Erva. Because we know the Shem Ka is Eidus Li Yisrael. K'moy Sheksiv Shiftei Ka Eidus Li Yisrael. And this inu was Neskayim Be Yosef. She Nitoisef Loi Hei Be Yehoisef Shmoy Hu Shem Ka. Rashi says in Parashas Pinchas that you find that the Shvatim, when they're counted, are referred to, we had this earlier on the Amid, Haruveni, Hashemoini, Hadoni, Hagadi. I thought it was God. Hagadi, there's a hey on one side, there's a yud on the other side. And Rashi says, because the Ummah is oil and tainting that the Yidden are counting their yichas. You think you're from Shevet Ruven, you think you're from Shevet Zvulun, Agalachter. And what was the Taina Rashi says? The Taina was that Madach the Ummah is oil and Madach the Mitzrim, they were shoylet in your money. You have a Havamina, they weren't shoylet in the Noshim. So you really, really think that you can trace your Yichas by people walked around saying, oh yeah, I come from Shevet, you don't come from Shevet God, you come from a Mitzri. That's what they were tiny. Is there a Havamina they weren't Ma'anis, the Nisho saying? And that's why the Torah was made, that there was no Erva, there was no Gilei Arayas, there was no Zus that penetrated Klal Yisrael. And how do you know that? Because it's Haruveni, it's the Shem Ka. It's the Shiftei Ka Eidus Li Yisrael. What's the Eidus? The Eidus is that there was no, incidentally, what's Takav Shat? So that's the Chassam Sofer that we spoke at earlier in the Masech, the Vayakutsu Mipnei B'nei Yisrael. That was the Shmir El Yoyna. Vayakutsu Mipnei B'nei Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer said is what saved Klal Yisrael. That Pasuk is what saved the Yidden. And that was the Teretz Nenak Kal V'Chaymer. We spoke a little bit that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Pari was able to be Shoylet on the Scharim of the Yidden, but he wasn't able to be Shoylet on the Nekevis. That's the side of Kalabas Techayun, because he had no shlita on the banos. And even in a ruchniyistig sense, he didn't have shlita on the banos. That's why it was Bischar Noshim Tzidkanius, that it was Nigalu Avisena B'Mitzrayim, Dvarim Niflon. But the bottom line is, the Shem Ka is Shiftei Ka Eidos Li Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik was a skabon, this Nesoyin of Gilei Arayis. So what was he Zoychetu? He wasn't just Zoychetu Ahei, says the Marsha. He was Zoychetu Shiftei Ka Eidos Li Yisrael. His name will have in it etched in stone forever that he's a person that was miskaber in the Nesoyin of Arayis. He was Zoycha, that his name is not Yosef, it's Yehoisef. It's according to one man, it's in the Avnei Eifoid. Mida Keneged Mida. He was going to lose the Avnei Eifoid. He doesn't lose the Avnei Eifoid. In the Avnei Eifoid, he has the Eidos of Ka. Eidos be Yehoisef. He's Zoycha to this Inyan. That Eidos Yisrael that he carries around in his name, that he was able to be miskaber on this Nesoyin. The Rambam, in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, this is in Perikei Halacha Yod, the Rambam says as follows, V'chein, kol ha-poyresh me'aveira, any person that's poyresh from an aveira, or yosa mitzvah, he does a mitzvah, loy mipnei dover ba'olam, for no ulterior reason, meaning, loy pachad, he wasn't afraid of anybody, v'loy yira, A person has an opportunity to do an aveir and he doesn't do it. And not for an ulterior reason. There's one reason and one reason only. Because he believes in the Eibishter and he believes that this is not what Hashem wants him to do. And he's able to be mezgabe and overcome on an assayin. Kiminias Yosef Atzadik Atzmei Me'ishtis Rabbi. Dover Nifla. L'shoyni Azov Shal Arama. Like Yosef Atzadik did when he was able to hold himself back from Eishes Rabbi. Hareza Mekadesh Es Hashem. If a person does that, he's Mekadesh Es Hashem. It's a Lashon HaRama. Demis is the Makar to this Rambam that a person that holds himself back from doing an Aveir is our Gemara. Gemara says, Yosef, Shekidei Shem Shamayim B'Seisar. And that's the Mashal that the Rambam brings. So he means Yosef HaTzadik. And the Lashon is, he was Kidei Shem Shamayim. So the Rambam brings it as a Halacha in his Yad Chazaka. Hilchus Yisoy De'atar Perikei Halacha Yud HaReizna Mekadesh Es Hashem. That's Pasha. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla. Last week's parsha was Parshas Kedoshim. And this is Mamash Nifla. Parshas Kedoshim begins, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lehmer. Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleim. Kedoshim tiyu ki kodosh ani Hashem alekeichem. So what does Kedoshim tiyu mean? Everyone knows what Kedoshim tiyu means. Everyone knows Rashi and everyone knows Ramban. Rashi says Kedoshim tiyu means Hevu prushim in arayas. Rashi says also min avera, but he singles out arayas, which means that Kedoshim tiyu primarily be'ikr means binyane arayas. The Ramban says that you see from Kedoshim tiyu that a person is not just supposed to be careful, but a person has to be kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach. Don't be a novel b'shus atayr. Everyone heard this shmuz in yeshiva 100 times. So everyone knows the concept of Kedoshim tiyu. The Archaim HaKadosh in his pirush on this pasuk, he brings in his own words the yisoid that the Ramban says. But then he says that I think there's another pshat in Kedoshim Tiyu. Oid Yirtze, al derech Oimram Zal. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lametes on the days, Yoshev, Odom Vilayavar Aveiro, if a person is sitting and he doesn't do an Aveiro, Noisna Loischar, Ka'isa Mitzvah, he's going to get rewarded as if he did a mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, really? So any person that's sitting around, because he's not doing an Aveiro at this second, he's going to get schar as if he did a mitzvah? So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about someone that has an opportunity to do an Aveiro. He has a taiva to do an Aveira. There's a shtikl yetzahara going on right here. And he controls himself. And he doesn't do the Aveira. Nois nevoi schar ka'isa mitzvah. Says Darachayim HaKadosh, v'hu maimer akosiv kedoshim tiyu b'mitzvah saseh. What's this mitzvah that the Gemara is referring to? Nois nevoi schar ka'isa mitzvah. It's not a melitza. Must be he's doing a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Which one of the Tayyag mitzvahs is he observing right? He's not putting on tefillin. What's he doing exactly? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, what he's being mekayim is the mitzvahs I say of Kedoshim Tiyu. And in Kedoshim Tiyu state, quote, Bevo Avera Liyodai, if a person has an opportunity to do an Avera, Kedoshim Tiyu, She Yisrachik Ma'asoysam, overcome the Yetzahara and don't do the Avera. Ubazeh, and by doing this, Kiyay mitzvahs asay shen itstave b'maymer Kedoshim Tiyu. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh. So the yisoid of Kedoshim Tiyu is what? What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is you have an opportunity to do an aver, control your yetzahara, don't do the aver. So why then does the Torah refer to this mitzvah as Kedoshim Tiyu? Just tell me what you want to tell me. There should be a mitzvah in the Torah that says, if you have an opportunity to do an aver, don't do the aver, and you should know it's going to be a mitzvah, it'll be one of the mitzvahs I say, you'll have a chinuch on it, you'll have a mitzvah chinuch on it, a minchas chinuch on it, like this. You'll know everything you're supposed to know. Why this funny phrase of Kedoshim Tiyu? It says, Darachayim, V'hoitzi zichre mitzvazu b'loshen zeshol kedosh. The Torah mentioned this mitzvah in the Loshen of Kedoshim Loimar. Shekola mekayim mitzvazu. Any person that's mekayim this mitzvah. The mitzvah of, I have an opportunity to do an Aveira and I'm going to overcome a Yetzar. I'm not going to do the Aveira. Nikra Kodesh. That person's called a Kodesh. V'hum ma'morim zal. It's Vayikra Rabban. It's Yerushalmi and Yevamis. Says Darachayim, Ulitam ze dikte gloimar. It's for that reason the pasuk says, before it mentions the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Why doesn't it say Daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael? Loimar. Ki mitzvah zu she mitzvah Kedoshim Tiyu, that this mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, he mitzvah she yeshna b'chol ha'odam. You should know it's negay everybody. She kol ish Yisrael b'kayim my mitzvah zu. Any year that's mekayim this mitzvah, kadosh yeyomer loy, is going to be a kadosh. The ein hadraga b'Yisrael shetia nimnas me'asogazu. And there's no madregan klal Yisrael. There's no year that could say, I have no shaychus to this, because this is an inyan of kedusha. That's what the Torah is coming to be mafkir. Torah is coming to tell that guy, you think I have no shaychus kadoshim to you. It's not true. If you find yourself in a matzav where you have an yetzahar, you have an assign to do an aveira, and you don't do it, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, but not just a mitzvah that's called kedoshim to you, which means you're being zoicha to a toisefes kedusha. That's what you're getting right now. It's kedoshim to you. There's no one that's excluded, and that's the akdama dabrel kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamartalem kedoshim to you. The Rechaim HaKadosh fears always, he says, if that's the case, the mitzvah of kedoshim to you really has two connotations. Right? There's the fire and brimstone musa shmuz of kedoshim to you, novel b'shuz atayra, kadosh atzmacha b'mutalach, and then there's a chizik noira that comes from kedoshim to you. That it doesn't matter who you are, darga doesn't matter. Rank and file plays no role in this. That if you have an opportunity to do an Aveira and you control yourself from doing the Aveira, Kedoshim Tiyu, you're going to be Zoicha to Kedusha. So it says, Darach Chaim HaKadosh. That's why, if you look at the Pasuk starts off, Daber El Kol HaBadas B'nei Yisrael, and then it says, V'yomarta Alehem. We know Daber V'yadaber is always a Lashon Kasha, and Amira is always a Lashon Raka, because in Kedoshim Tiyu, Lik Shtarka Toichacha, it's Dabra Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, but there's also a Mira Racha, this tremendous chizik, this tremendous nechama that you have in the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu. There's Dabra Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael on the one hand, and then there's Yamart Aleim Kedoshim Tiyu that you find on the other hand. And that's this Inyan, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh of Kedoshim Tiyu. But the point is that a person that has an opportunity to do an Aveira, and he doesn't do the Aveira, he's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. It's brought down in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoy De'Atayra. The Mekoyres Memar Gemar. And what's he Zoicha to? He's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, Zokta Rechayim HaKadosh. What was Yosef HaTzadik's reward? He was Zoicha that the Shem Yud Kei is Shoyre Mamish inside his name. He was Zoicha to this incredible Madreig of Kedusha, one of the Oysias of Shemot Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Marashno says, not just the Ois Hey, but right now he has in him the Shem Ka. That's the Matana, that's the Schar. That's what Yosef HaTzadik was Zoicha to, just to have a little bit of a deeper appreciation of what's going on in this Gemara. We should